Hi, everyone. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, well, you've come to the right place. Today, we have an interesting show. We have very special guest, Carol Mercurio, who is a franchise consultant for Franchise. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around because we got a great show. I could see the city light.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. Don, welcome back on this Thursday, March 29th of 2007. How's your week going, my friend? I know this is a busy but exciting week for you, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Feeling great. It's a beautiful day out. And
it is.
Yeah, definitely a busy week with the franchise show.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
This weekend, we'll give people more of the information on that. But,
okay.
Yeah, I got a... Got a little bit of a drive today for a few hours, but looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, I guess it should take you about 3 hours to get down there, Don, would you
say? About four.
Jersey? About 4 hours. That's great.
And down I-95, so.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll be down there on Saturday, actually, so I'm really looking forward to it. It seems like we were just there yesterday, doesn't it? Last show, Don, we got to meet with Terry Corkery. He's the founder of FranchiseWorks.com, and I thought it was a good show. What were your thoughts on last week?
Yeah, he gave our listeners a real different perspective when searching for a franchise.
He did.
Just, searching for a franchise online has become so popular in the last few years. So
absolutely.
He's got a great website, FranchiseWorks.com. He's
right.
A real good guy, and it was nice. You know, the timing was also well, having him on the show because of how much he's exhibited and knows the franchise show so well. So he talked about that a little bit. And,
he did, yeah.
So it was nice having him on.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how Terry emphasized, how important it was to go to the franchise shows, Don. You know, even though that's not the business he's in, he's really in more like the internet business,
right.
And as he mentioned, the internet should be used as an information source,
As a tool, yeah.
And he even went as far as, saying, when you go to the shows, kind of go prepared. I thought that was very good advice.
Right, yeah.
I think that's so important because this. I mean, I suspect a lot of people come up to your booth, Don, and they say, so what do you guys do? And that's been my experience at exhibiting at the shows and even just observing people, when we go to the show this year, a lot of prospective franchisees come up to, the franchisor's booth and they say, what do you guys do? What do you guys do? So I don't think that's very effective. I think you should really go in prepared, have an idea of what you're looking for, have a list of questions that you're going to ask.
People go and it is a fact-finding thing, but at the same time, for the serious franchise buyer,
right?
You're going to be, meeting some of the, principals at the franchise company. So you
present
yourself pretty well, and it's nice to be a little prepared. You're right, Marty. If you know a certain industry or specific franchise you want to go see, because you can go online and see who's going to be exhibiting at the show.
You can absolutely.
Prepared,
right.
You'll come across better to that, franchisor.
I totally agree. And I think we also mentioned last week, Don, go hungry too. Bring your appetite. I'm not going to try to eat breakfast that day. So
I'm going to keep an eye on you because you tend to.
Yeah, there you go. I think I overdo it sometimes. But anyway, I know we have an exciting show today. We have Carol Mercurio, and we have a bunch of other things going on over the next month.
Yeah, today Carol's on. She's got broad industry experience in both business and franchising, and she's
great.
A franchise consultant with FranChoice. I think highly of them.
Yeah,
and she helps people and her clients find the perfect franchise opportunity. So she'll go over all of that with people.
Okay,
that'll
great.
Be exciting. Next week we're going to be meeting with Warren Gresius.
Wow.
And he's going to be talking sales, entrepreneurship, and success.
And that's so important, Don. I think I mentioned last week as well, a lot of these new franchises, particularly like the business services or the advertising franchises, you need some kind of selling skills or experience, Warren is the best at that. So that's why I think it's great we have him on.
Yeah, I guess he works with a lot of franchisors because, they need help. Sales and selling are just such an important.
He can help anybody, absolutely.
Right.
He really is great.
And he's a Hall of Fame speaker, and he's one of the most riveting motivational speakers in the business, an expert in the area of personal and professional development. He delivers over 70 talks a year to corporations and associations around the world. So
he's really
well
fantastic.
Known.
Yeah, I put him in the category of like an Anthony Robbins or something like that. He's that good. I'm excited to have him on the show. That's fantastic.
His presentations on success, motivation, and sales raise the keynote speech to a form of performance art. He's very energetic.
He is.
And he's really got a unique blend of street smart sales instincts. He has a lot of confidence and every person's potential to help you bring that out in everybody. I think that's something you and I can use a little more confidence.
Absolutely. Everybody could, right?
On April 12th, we're going to be meeting with Allegra Print and Imaging.
Great.
I'm familiar with them. They're a great company. One of the world's largest graphic communications franchises, linking more than 600 locations, Marty, in North America and in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
They rank in the top 200 in sales among all franchise companies in the world.
That's great.
They're considered a leader in franchise training, technology implementation, and system profitability.
That's fantastic.
All very hard words to say. So
yeah.
They have six different concepts, Allegra Print and Imaging. They have American Speedy Printing, Instant Copy, Insti Prints, also Speedy Printing, and also Signs Now.
I don't know how we're going to have enough time to talk. We're going to have them on for two shows, I think,
Yes, there's a lot of stuff here. Just
absolutely. It's a lot of territory to cover in a fairly short period of time, But that's great. I'm looking forward to having Allegra on. That's fantastic.
Then on April 19th, we're going to be hosting the whole show ourselves, like we talked about. And we're going to be going over, you know, the people we've interviewed and how we, the reasons why we started the show.
Absolutely.
And all about franchise interviews. So that should be, I'm sure we'll be stumbling over a lot of stuff there.
I don't know if an hour show is going to be enough for us either, Don, you know, because I know you and I have just so many things that we always want to discuss in every show, and we just never get to it, you know.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that, you know, and talk about our experience since doing the show, which has been fantastic. I think this is, I can't even keep track now, this is either our 17th or our 18th show, which means we're going to have like 18 hours of showtime, you know. You think about how educational it's been for us.
Definitely, and we'll discuss some of our favorite moments.
Sure.
From people we've had on, all the things that we've learned.
Absolutely.
And just everything we know about the business. So that's coming up on April 19th, so
okay.
I guess, you know.
That's great, so looking forward to that as well.
Around the corner. Right.
That's great. I had a couple announcements, Don. You know, as you know, in segment one, we're going to kind of bring some announcements to the table each week. Here's one from the Bibby Group. If you remember back in the beginning part of the year, I think it was January 5th, we had Nick Bibby on our show.
Right.
And there's a word that we use every show, Don. I think we use it every show. It's called due diligence. And the Bibby Group now provides due diligence services for franchise buyers. I thought this was a great service. It says most first-time franchise buyers do not have the necessary experience or insight to properly examine and decide if a particular franchise opportunity is a wise choice for them. Therefore, the Bibby Group, a top-tier international franchise consulting firm, is now providing a due diligence service for buyers to assist in the process of professional analysis of various franchise options. And you can get more information on that by going to thebibbygroup.com. I thought that was a great service, you know, that Nick's group is actually providing. One other thing, it says Bibby Group provides additional services for those franchising a business. If you have a successful business and are considering franchising it, chances are great that your business is lacking certain franchise-friendly systems and procedures. Now, in addition to providing the mentoring, strategic, and documentation services required to franchise a business, the Bibby Group offers, as part of a nominal development program, a review and updating of business systems to create a more fully rounded franchise offering. So I thought that was a great service as well. And, you know, Nick is he's incredibly knowledgeable. I mean, you remember when we had him on the show. I recommend if anyone's listening to the show right now and they haven't heard our interview with Nick Bibby, listen to him because he really is fantastic, very, very knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, it's interesting how they will fine-tune an already successful business and how to develop into a franchise system. And then you tie in all the other aspects, needing an attorney to help you out, fine-tune all the paperwork and...
I wouldn't even know where to begin, Don. You know, I mean, I know how much, you know, I've had the opportunity, you know, over the last 7 years to speak to, you know, some franchisors who actually, you know, started the franchise, and they basically tell me it takes sometimes like a year, year and a half to actually get this thing all documented and set to go, you know.
Right.
So,
just putting together UFOC and franchise agreement. You know,
where do you begin?
Detailed.
Exactly, you know, so you talk about overwhelming. Here's a quick one, Don. I thought you might find this interesting. Just Connie and I were talking about this one this morning. It says 10 million taxpayers missing out on phone excise tax refund. I don't know if you heard about this. It says Liberty Tax Service, who we've had on the show, that they were on like our fourth show, I think it was, sometime last year in 2006. It says Don't Be One offers free help to claim federal phone excise tax refund. So far, almost 10 million taxpayers have overlooked a break for the one-time telephone excise tax refund worth $30 to $60. Retirees and persons not required to file taxes at all may be unaware that they just need to fill out one form, and that's a new form. It's called the 1040EZT, I guess for telephone, request of refund of federal telephone excise tax paid. Liberty Tax Service will help these customers by filing out the 1040EZT at no charge from now until March 31st. So I think you have till, what is it, till Saturday, I guess,
right,
at any participating, Liberty Tax Service location, you know. So that's interesting. I think a lot of people don't even know about that, Don.
You wonder if we're part of that 10 million, you and I.
I guess. We probably are. You know,
they did help.
Yeah, they actually sent that to me last week, you know, and I just thought that was very interesting. And again, you know, we did have Liberty Tax on the show, and that was a fantastic interview as well, you know. And
right.
Liberty Tax right now is exploding, I suspect. You know, they
very busy right now. Yeah,
absolutely. When we had Mark on the show, I mean, he said basically this is the time to work from January, February, March, April, and you know,
right.
you take the summers off, you know, and
yeah.
play golf or whatever you do, you know.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting franchise. So I think they're good guys, you know, and I thought that was definitely worth mentioning. So,
right.
you know, and I know you had some interesting things going on in the world of franchising as well, Don.
Yeah, well, let's just give people, again, information on the franchise show. It's the 16th
okay.
Annual International Franchise Expo we've been talking about over the last few weeks.
Right.
It's down at the Washington Convention Center. It starts tomorrow. It goes from 9 to 5. So anybody in the Washington, D.C. area listening to the show, one is interested, wants to go, it's Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5, then Sunday, 10 to 1:30.
Right.
So it goes from March 30th to April 1. This weekend, people want directions, they can go to ifeinfo.com.
Okay.
My company, Diamond Financial, is going to be exhibiting booth number 938 in the supplier vendor section. We had Terry on last week, Franchise Works. He'll be there. It's just you know, we've talked big,
I think
a
Terry
lot
will be
about
at,
the show.
Yeah, I think he'll be at 646, too. I remember that number, Don, so for some reason it stood out in my head. So.
And you'll be coming down Saturday, so we're going to have
I'll
a good time.
I'll be down
time,
there on Saturday. So. I'm looking forward to it. I actually take the train down there, you know. I drive into New Jersey and just take the train, and I get there in about, I guess it's like 3 hours. But I tell you, it's a great train ride as well, you know, just like looking out the window, and it's a lot of fun. So even if you're up in the New Jersey area or, you know, anywhere, you know, you just take the train right in and
Right, that's a good point, yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's really people from all over the place going to this show. I mean, it's really that big, you know. It's kind of overwhelming when you first walk in this hall and you see all these different franchises. You say, oh, my God, where do I begin, you know? So,
well, they begin by going to see Don Johnson, the common
There you go. Go straight to 938 it is, right? There you go.
So I got something interesting here. It's by Stephen Shear out of Reuters, March 19th out of Jerusalem. The title is Restaurant Chain Hooters is Heading for the Holy Land.
Really?
I thought it was interesting, just the headline itself, putting the words Hooters and Holy Land.
The two don't
really
go together,
in the
they?
Same sentence.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of interesting in spirit of you know, the Easter coming up.
Right.
That's interesting you mention that though, Don, because you know Israel is actually I believe it. Entrepreneurship is alive in that part of the world, believe it or not. You'd be surprised to hear that. You know, it's
yeah. But there's something interesting in a few down the line, the article a little bit, which is why I wanted to mention this. But it starts off, Marty. U.S. restaurant chain Hooters, known for waitresses in low-cut blouses and short skirts, will open its first branch in Israel this summer in the Mediterranean seaside city of Tel Aviv. I strongly believe that the Hooters concept is something that Israelis are looking for, says Ofer Aharaz, who bought the Hooters franchise for Israel, told Reuters on Monday. Hooters can suit the Israel entertainment culture. At Hooters, scantily clad waitresses, the company calls Hooter Girls, serve spicy chicken wings, sandwiches, seafood, and drinks. He said a specific location in Tel Aviv, Israel's most cosmopolitan city, has yet to be chosen, but he said it would not open restaurants near large religious populations and it would not be kosher.
Sure.
The Tel Aviv version of Hooters is expected to mimic most of the chain's other 430 restaurants in the U.S. and in 23 countries, including China, Switzerland, Australia, and Brazil. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're going to have some minor modifications to meet Israeli tastes, since U.S. chains have had a mixed response in Israel. And this is what's interesting about the article. It says franchises such, well, Starbucks is not a franchise, but Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and the Hard Rock Cafe have all failed.
In Israel?
Yeah.
That's interesting. You say, you know, the question is why, you know? That's
even Kentucky Fried Chicken, they've closed many locations. But a few franchises like Burger King and McDonald's, they've thrived, but they've had to alter their offerings to suit the Israeli market. And he also says it shows that if you are flexible and listen to your customers, you can be a success story. And the opening of Hooters in Israel is part of the chain's global expansion. So that was an interesting article, mainly because some well-known franchises and companies have not done well there.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with Hooters.
It is. It is interesting. You know, there's a great story with McDonald's, too, by the way, Don, when they went to Israel, because they did have some problems at first. They actually, the guys from Chicago, they actually had to fly there and teach the farmers how to plant the potato. out in Israel, because a potato tastes different than it would like in Idaho. You know?
Right.
So it was fascinating having these guys from corporate, you know, go over to the farms of Israel and saying, okay, no, this is how you do it, you know. So just fascinating, you know. So
yeah. Here's something else real quick out of the SunSentinel.com out of South Florida, an article written by Marsha Pounds. Before you buy a franchise, make sure you're up to the task. And says here, in buying a franchise, most people gravitate toward what they love, says Lori Kaiser Block, president of Franchoice, at the recent Franchise Expo show in Miami that just happened recently.
Okay.
Franchoice is based in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. But this article is nice to bring up with having Carol on the show.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
They're in the business of working with potential franchisees to find the best investment. Kaiser Block says that even if you love to eat donuts, for example, you know, we all love donuts, in opening a donut shop, you discover you really do have to get up at 1 in the morning to make donuts, referring to the famous Dunkin' Donuts television commercial.
Yeah, I was talking to Carol about that the other day. It was funny, yeah.
She says, be careful about making your hobby your business. She warns potential franchisees. Many people opt for franchises because they can ramp up quickly with training and support from the franchisor. But any franchise investment should be thoroughly investigated. Information is available in the franchise's required UFOC, which we've gone over a number of times. Investor owners first need to decide whether they have the right personality to own a franchise. And it says to consider your strengths and weaknesses. How many hours a week do you want to work? A retail business often requires 7 days a week, for example, and when a worker doesn't show up, you may be the one working. You can hire a manager, but as a new franchisee, you're probably going to work in your business the first 3 years, Kaiser Block says. Says, look at what you'll actually be doing in the business. As a franchise owner-manager, the work is often similar in any franchise, negotiating contracts, overseeing financials, hiring of some of the duties. If that's not what you enjoy doing, you may not want to be the owner-manager. Most importantly, never buy a franchise when you're not certain it's a solid, reputable operation, Kaiser Block says. You've got to go where you're comfortable. You're comfortable with the salespeople all the way up to the CEO. So this stuff we've gone over before. It's all very important part of the due diligence process. And, you know, and I guess today's show, Carol, will, you know, further expand on all this.
Absolutely,
but, you
know, absolutely.
Very interesting and, you know, obviously just very important advice.
Great. Okay, good. I think what we'll do here, Don, is we'll take a little break, and I guess then we'll go into segment two, and we'll bring Carol in, which I'm looking forward to. So
okay.
That's what we'll do here is we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchisor, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system in opening your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in six states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our next guest is Carol Mercurio, who is a franchise consultant for Franchise. Hey, Carol, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, Carol. Carol, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who is also the president of Diamond Financial Services in New Jersey. And Don works with prospective franchisees when they're ready to finance their franchise. And I know you wanted to say hi to Carol, Don.
Yeah, hey, Carol. We appreciate you coming on the show, of course. And I don't know if Marty told you, but I'm very familiar with your company and worked with many franchise consultants over the last few years. So I really feel your company is a real solid organization. And it's really had a big impact in the franchise industry, and you're just changing people's lives. So I think it's really great what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're very proud of what we've accomplished, and I was one of the first consultants entering into the system.
Wow.
So I've been with them now for almost 7 years, and I've watched our company grow, and
right.
You know, we like to think that we're the best of the best within the industry. Thank you.
I think you're probably right. I work with some of the other consulting companies, and all the people at Franchise are all very solid. And everyone's had such a solid business and franchise background, a lot of the franchise consultants, and so I think that's probably helped why you guys are leaders.
And that's part of the criteria of becoming a consultant with Franchise, is that you had to have a minimum of a certain number of years of actual franchising experience.
Right, and that's important. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Carol, I want to, again, thank you for coming on the show today. You know, congratulate you on the success and growth of Franchise. You know, I've been following your company a long time as well. We have an exciting show today because Carol makes dozens of presentations each year called Choosing the Right Franchise. And if you're listening to the show live or you're going to listen to it on the audio archives, you can actually click a link on our show page called Show Resources, and a really nice PowerPoint presentation will pop up that Carol created, and you can kind of follow along. So looking forward to that as well. Carol, can you tell us what you were doing before joining Franchise? I know you have a pretty strong resume.
My involvement in franchising, I guess, is a little dumb luck, and being at the right place at the right time. And back in the day, I was a single mom raising two daughters and was very involved in my community and nonprofit organizations, and wound up being the president of this organization. And I realized, wow, there's a lot of things that I could probably do. So I started to look for a part-time job, and I got involved with a company called Nutrisystem. And I started with them as a part-time weight consultant at a whopping $4 an hour plus commission, and that was back in 1982. And within a very short period of time, the corporate office recognized my sales achievements and offered me a corporate position. And this was like a real big thing for me here.
Right.
And before I knew it, I was starting to travel all over the country. I was responsible for 50 of their stores,
wow,
helping their centers increase their revenues. And from there, I moved through the ranks of that company and wound up in the training department, you know, working directly with franchisees and the corporate stores and realizing how much money I made these people during this time. You know, they were making far more money than I was. And then I, you know, after the demise at that time of Nutrisystem, and, you know, in the position where many people that I work with are being downsized, and what do I do next? But went through different opportunities in the franchising community, and at the end kind of wound up selling a franchise. And that was a great experience for me, seeing it from the franchisor's perspective, because that's what I was, now working with, you know, candidates that go through that same experience. And then I got this wonderful opportunity, a brand new company was FranChoice, and took the opportunity to be a pioneer, to be a part of that company. I never looked back. I've learned a lot, and having the opportunity now to be self-employed has probably been the greatest experience of my life. And I'm one of those people that believe that life is experiential. You can't really know what it's like until you've experienced it yourself. So I certainly don't pass judgment if people don't have the courage to do it.
Sure.
But once you do it, for me, I could never go back into the corporate environment again. It would be
Absolutely.
Very, very difficult.
You really gained a lot of your early confidence from selling.
Right.
From selling, yeah. In fact, I taught sales for about 10 years of my career.
Wow.
And, you know, selling isn't for everyone, and most people are very afraid of it. And we'll talk about that, too, because that's a huge component in selling a franchise if you're not comfortable in the sales arena.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. That's an inspirational story. Again, for our listeners, you know, if you're listening to the show, you know, click on the link called Choosing the Right Franchise, and Carol created this fantastic presentation. I thought, Carol, we'd dive into slide 2 of your presentation and slide 3, which it kind of gets into franchise statistics. And Don and I, you know, it's so hard to keep up with these statistics, Carol, because, you know, the franchise community is constantly changing and growing
right,
and expanding, you know. But did you want to go over that first?
Sure. I mean, happening? I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, because there's only a couple of points here that are really, you know, more impactful than others.
Right.
And these statistics, by the way, are not current, so they're probably even better than what you're seeing right now.
Okay.
Because these numbers aren't published that frequently. But,
right,
you know, there's more than about 175,000 franchises representing about 75 different industries. Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, there is life after food.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, it's kind of interesting, in the 7 years that I've been doing this, I have never once placed a candidate into a franchise that they expected to be in.
That's interesting.
And that's probably the most rewarding part of my job, you know, because people come with preconceived notions, and as you mentioned, you know, they gravitate to what's familiar to them, hobbies,
right,
interests, things like that. But oftentimes they're not a good fit. So there is definitely life outside of food. And if you go down towards the bottom, where you look at after 5 years, more than 80% of non-franchise businesses fail.
Right, that's
you know, so that's a huge number, and we'll talk about why. And after 5 years, 92% of franchise businesses are still operating.
That's fantastic.
And this is an interesting statistic, because I find it very interesting to, how people perceive themselves. But 94% of franchisees themselves consider themselves successful.
Yeah, I've seen that one before too, Carol, and I think that's important too.
It is, because success means different things to different people.
Right.
You know, there are people that could be very happy making $40,000, $50,000 a year, and there's others that would just never tolerate that. So you have to pick the right opportunity. It's going to meet not just your personal goals, but your income potential as well.
You have to like what you're doing, and most of the time that'll turn into making more money. So.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the truth is that franchising really isn't for everyone. You know, it's, you know, Michael Gerber, you know, one of your guests who is one of my heroes, so to speak.
Right.
I love his book. I recommend his book all the time.
Yeah.
And as he says, you know, there's a difference between an entrepreneur and what he calls a technician.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, and we'll go into that if you want to move forward in the
sure,
slides.
Absolutely. We'll go to the next slide. And that's slide 4, Carol, says that's all great, but
do you have what it takes? And,
right,
and that's really what this presentation will help people do. When I do this presentation live, it takes about 2 hours, and, you know, there are people at the end of the presentation will run to the front door and can't get out fast enough. They're scared to death. Or you have those folks that just linger on because they really want to learn more, and educate themselves to see if this is the right fit for them. But there's a lot to figure out, you know, before you actually can pull the trigger and make that decision. And as you mentioned just previously, the due diligence is imperative. You know, you have to do a good job of figuring that out. You know, is it the right connection personally, and are you connecting with a company that you feel is a comfortable marriage between the two of you?
Absolutely.
Right.
And so that's what we're going to do, is help determine if this is, in fact, the right path to explore. And then we can move on to motivation.
Okay.
And, you know, if you know, for me, I think motivation is really, really a major component of this whole process. If you're not motivated to do this, don't do it. If somebody tells you you should do it for a variety of different reasons, but it's not your own passion,
right,
you probably won't do well at it. And, you know, there's two different types of motivation. There's positive motivation and there's negative motivation. So you have to think of it, is it an inspiration? Are you inspired to do this or are you desperate to do this? There's a big difference here.
Absolutely.
Are you, you know, running from something or you're running towards something?
Right, right.
And, you know, for me, I work with a lot of folks that have been downsized and they're in transition in life, and I certainly can relate to it. But they may go to looking at a business because they can't find a job. Or maybe lesser positions are offered to them, less money, less title, or maybe their severance is about to end and they need to make some decision quickly. Bad choice.
Right.
It's not a good reason to buy a business.
It's like a last resort type of decision.
So you can quickly determine part of your services is finding out that motivation level pretty early on.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I won't move forward in our consultation until that candidate can tell me what their reason is.
Right.
And
right.
It's not just because, you know, I want control over my destiny. Who doesn't?
you know,
everybody does.
That's true.
They want to make more money. Who wouldn't?
Right, absolutely.
You know, it has to go layers deeper than that, or as I look at it, you know, having a burning desire, or I'll add to that a little pain. You know, if you can't relate to the pain, then there's no reward at the end.
Absolutely.
And going into business for yourself can be painful. You know, with franchising, of course, it's a little bit easier because you have all the support, but it's still you're starting a business from scratch.
That's
and
what
you have
Marty
to
and I
really
always
want
talk
it.
About. Right.
I'm sorry?
Right. We always talk about that. That there's no guarantee of success, but if you follow the system, work hard, look at the stats we just went over. I mean, the failure rate's so low. And then with getting the right
match,
you know, consultation from someone like yourself, then,
right.
you know, you should be okay.
Well, and it's true. And, you know, the systems that are in place with franchising are the major reasons why people gravitate to franchising. But if you're not the personality to follow a system, and you're more of that entrepreneur, as Michael Gerber would say.
Right.
The best way to describe it is you can't paint the golden arches green.
Right, right.
You know, it just won't work.
Absolutely.
Either you follow the system and you'll be successful or not. But most importantly, there has to be a motivation. And everyone's motivation is different. You know, the way I help people see things is if you look down the road, say, the next 3-5 years from today, how do you see your life being different, if at all?
Right.
You know, what do you want to accomplish? You know, and some, for some people, it might be doing things that they've just missed doing, like having the freedom to play golf or, you know, having the money to buy a boat and taking their family on it and being with their family and having that quality time that they just don't have in their current world.
That's interesting.
So you consider that positive motivation because that's the whole big picture of success in business, working hard and then having all that personal stuff on the side.
Oh, yeah. What's the end result look like? You know, what is it that you want to accomplish by being in business for yourself? I mean, what is your burning desire? Where is the pain now? I mean, if you look at your current situation today, you know, I'll have people that I'm working with that are making, you know, well over six-figure incomes, and they want to leave their job and start something new. And that's a sticking point for me because why would you want to do that?
Right.
You know, why do you want to leave a fairly high-paying position for the unknown? And there has to be a reason. There's got to be something other than controlling destiny or, you know, having a new challenge. There has to be something deeper than that, layers deeper, that really would make you walk away from a job that's somewhat secure to the unknown. And that's what we spend a lot of time on, really understanding one's individual motivation. And, again, it's different for everyone.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, Carol, you really become a psychologist almost.
Sure.
Well, as my kids call me, Dr. Carol.
There you go. Oh, that's something.
I mean, you're really digging in deep to find out that, you know, just the inner thoughts of people and trying to bring that out. If maybe they've been thinking a little bit, but you help them to bring it out to realize, you know, what's their future going to be.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's maybe working less hours, and it's, believe it or not, in franchising, you can do that. You know, it's not all about working retail hours. There are businesses that are more home-based where you don't have to work those retail hours. And some people want to work with their spouse, you know, develop a business for the family, have something to leave as a legacy. You know, it's really, you know, everyone, as I said, is very different in how they approach what their motivational level is. But if there isn't motivation and there isn't a reason why, and if you can't answer that question why, for me, it would be hard to move forward in the process because you're really wasting time.
Right, absolutely. Carol, can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fantastic. So I think what we'll do here is we'll take another break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today, we're with Carol Mercurio, who is a franchise consultant for Franchise. And, Carol, I think we left off talking a little bit about motivation. Did you want to jump to slide 10, which I guess talks about the financial parameters?
Yeah, I that's exactly where I wanted to go, because okay. That's usually the burning question for people.
Sure.
You know, what is it going to cost me?
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, you know, I help people really understand that if they're not in the position financially to make the decision, they're not going to enjoy their business.
Absolutely.
People make very bad business decisions if they're undercapitalized.
Sure.
And, you know, it might be, you know, if the company tells you to spend X amount of dollars on marketing, but the funds are short, you might cut that amount in half, and ultimately that will affect the bottom line success. So you want to make sure you have money to not only purchase the business, but to fund the business during the startup phase as well. And one of the things, you know, I help clients do as well is kind of figure out how long can you go without a paycheck?
Sure.
And most people never stop to think about that. You know, when I ask that question, the common answer is, I don't know. You know, and you need to go back and really think about it.
Right.
Because there is a startup phase, and you figure, you know, generally speaking, the first 6 months, you're not going to be profitable. Some companies ramp up more quickly than that, but as a general rule, you can kind of figure 6 months. Franchises vary financially by the concept themselves, and I break them down really to two categories. You have the retail, which most people associate with franchising,
right.
And then you have your home-based businesses. I love the home-based concept. I just love it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a lesser investment. In most cases, they may ramp up a little more quickly because you don't have the overhead, and gives you a lot more flexibility with your time. Most of them operate very normal business hours as opposed to retail. So there's many, many advantages. But you figure if you're going into retail, be prepared to spend a minimum of $150,000, goes up from there. With home-based businesses, you can get into a good home-based business for around $75,000, a little less, a little bit more.
Right,
and
right.
You're buying territory. So, you know, if you want to expand your business, which is another thing you should think about when you're looking at franchises, because when you buy it, you want to make sure there's expansion there available for you. And when you're expanding a home-based business, you're buying just additional territory rather than opening another retail store. So there are many, many advantages. And, you know, most people are unfamiliar with the home-based concept.
Right.
And they fall mostly into the service category. And you more than likely will need some level of sales ability.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, this is the process that you go through and why I haven't placed people in businesses they expected to be in, because it's based on really skill set.
Right, absolutely.
And then people have to decide whether they're comfortable working in a home type environment and before
sure.
They expand. That's interesting.
Yeah,
but getting back
question.
To financing
yeah.
for a second, Cal, you put up some interesting things, because as you know, that's basically all that we do here on the financing end is pre-qualify people. A lot of our loans we do are startup loans. So, I mean, you're right. People have to realize if just what their investment level is. If they have the right amount of cash reserve money, that they can go 3, 6 months or a year without, you know, bringing home a salary from
right.
from the new franchise. That's why in our loans we include working capital, because we want to give that franchisee every advantage to succeed, because there is going to be a while of not making any money, and that's we're always evaluating people's situation, because they don't think about what you had mentioned, you know, in the financing area is so important, and that's why we work with so many franchise consultants, because yourself, as well as the franchisee, everyone wants to know what their loan capability is if they can't finance it themselves.
And first of all, they have to qualify financially for the franchise, you know, which is another thing that we do is we, you know who qualifies for what, you know, based on net worth and liquidity. You have to meet certain minimum requirements, and a good franchise company is going to make sure that you have the financial capabilities to not only buy it, but to fund it. And if they don't, then,
right.
or they don't ask those questions, then I think that raises a little bit of a red flag. And for me, I mean, I am blatantly honest with the people that I work with. If I think that it's going to be too tight for them financially, I'll tell them and tell them to save some more money and call me back, and we'll
right.
pick up where we left off, because I have to sleep at night too.
Right. It's not all about having good credit and say $40,000-$50,000 cash. There's so many other things to look at. Is there another spouse that's working, bringing in money? Do you
right.
have
exactly.
that cash reserve money to live on if things don't go as planned for a while. So there's a lot of other aspects besides just credit score and could you pay the franchise fee? So.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of people have the desire to get into business, but they haven't really thought through the financial end of it.
Right.
And you really need to think it through. You know, how long can you go without a paycheck? And how is it going to affect your current lifestyle? You know, how does your spouse feel about it? I think one of your shows, somebody mentioned something about the spouse, and, you know, the spouse becomes a very, very integral part of this decision.
I agree.
You know, you want to live comfortably at home, and, you know, you want to make sure that your spouse is in sync with all the decisions that you make as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I think it's so important, too, to determine the motivation, too, Carol, because, you know, if somebody said to you, like, their motivation is they want to spend more time with their family, that's where I think, like, a home-based business comes in, you know, instead of, like, going into a retail franchise.
Oh, you know. Sure. There's much more flexibility. And, you know, there's a little misconception there. When they think of home-based businesses, people think of maybe what I do, working from home,
right.
You know, sitting in my office all day. But with home-based businesses, you're providing typically a service, but it's outside of your physical location.
Right,
you just don't need a retail operation to function. So, you know, you're out and about. You're not stuck in your office all day, but, you know, your office is the main place and where you're conducting part of your business.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've had a bunch of them on the show, too, kind of like a Pop-A-Lock. I think you're familiar with those guys.
Yeah, we represent Pop-A-Lock. And,
right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a good example. Service brands, you know, they're all good examples of what home-based businesses are, where you're out with the public because there's the sales piece, there's the marketing piece. If there's employees, you're managing and, you know, making sure you're doing damage control of your employees that are out there. So you're not stuck in your office all day. So that's where a misconception might be with home-based businesses.
Right, absolutely. Interesting. That's good. You want to go to the next slide, Carol?
Let's move on to some of the characteristics of the business, which is 15.
Okay, great.
You can serve on some time. You know, a lot of people, you know, think they know what they want. And, if you actually can go to slide 16, and I'm not going to talk about any franchises in particular, but you took a little of my thunder away from what Lori Block had said about Dunkin' Donuts.
Sorry about that.
But, really. But, you know, when I go through this slide with people, you know, these are some of the franchises that people kind of associate with.
Right,
I can't tell you how many times that when I say to people, have you started exploring franchises? Are there any categories that have initial appeal? Dunkin' Donuts comes out, I can't tell you how many times.
That's amazing.
And my standard response to that is not knocking the company. It's a wonderful company.
Right.
But, you know, why? And the most common answer to this, you ready?
Yeah.
Is I love the donuts, and they make a great cup of coffee.
That's incredible.
That is the standard answer to that question. And I give the answer, I don't know how to break this to you, but you can actually buy a dozen and get a cup of coffee without buying the store.
There you go.
you don't have to buy the store to get a dozen.
Right.
So, you know, but what people don't look at is they look at the donuts, but they don't look at the business model.
Right.
What is the business model of Dunkin' Donuts? In New Jersey, where I live, they're open 24/7.
Yeah, they are.
You know, that's a big commitment. And so, you know, you're there all the time. You have no life. And I think about, you know, that guy in the commercial, the guy with the mustache.
Right.
You know, he
slept
out of bed. It's time to go make the donuts.
There you go.
And, you know, when
people don't realize the investment size as well.
And the investment. Exactly.
Yeah. Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
People that will tell me they have $50,000 to invest, but they want a Dunkin' Donuts.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And a lot of this, you know, and I certainly am not, you know, knocking what people's visions are. It's just that they're unrealistic to a certain point, you know, in terms of what is the reality of owning a business? You know, what's a comfortable investment and what am I going to be happy doing and what is the model of that business? You know, what do you want to do? I mean, do you want to be around the house? Do you want to be close to home? Do you want to travel? You know, there's a lot of factors that are involved in, you know, what's your preference? I always ask people, if you could pick the picture-perfect hours to work, what would that look like to you?
Right, absolutely.
And, you know, most people will say, you know, picture-perfect, that's 9 to 5.
Sure.
But they say, well, that can't be done. But that's not true. It can. But if that could be the same person that's telling me they want the Dunkin' Donuts.
Absolutely.
Now, you're probably happy when they ask that question because that tells you that they're so uneducated, need so much help. it's probably going to be a pretty good client. They probably know nothing about franchising to ask that type of question.
Well, that's true. And I think, you know, one of the values here among many of our service is that I tell people at the end of this journey, you may never buy a franchise at all. But one thing I can guarantee for sure is that you will be educated about franchising and how to go through this process, the due diligence, and figure out if you should go get a job, stay with your job, or never buy a business at all. But you'll know that at the end of this process, and it's self-evaluation.
Absolutely. Carol, we have about 30 seconds. What is the best way for someone to get in touch with you? Can they call you? Can they
get to your
website?
They sure can. I have a toll-free number, which is 888-818-3726.
Okay, great. And we can post that, by the way, on the show page as well, Carol. And, again, I want to thank you. You're such a fantastic guest. I think we're going to have you back, Carol, because
yeah, we only got half
more to talk about, you know. It's but such a great service, and you've been very informative. So thanks again, Carol.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, have
thank
a great day
much,
today.
Carol.
Thank you as well.
Thanks. That was great, Don. So, Don, you're heading to Washington now, aren't you? So,
just in a couple hours, and so that'll be a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's great having Carol on the show.
Absolutely. So informative, you know. I mean, it's just every show, you know. I'm always so pleased at the end of the show, saying, God, it was fantastic.
Hopefully a few people learned a couple things today, and
absolutely,
it'll help them in the process of investing in a franchise. So,
right, absolutely.
Yeah, good job, Marty. And,
yeah, good job, Don. You know, have a safe drive. It's a nice day to drive down to D.C. today, you know. So open up the windows and enjoy yourself. And I'll see you down there on Saturday, right?
Yeah, definitely. Great.
All right, Don, we have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.